Oh,
I think I'm going crazy.
from what?
I'm going to tell you a story, but
Oh, it's a long one?
no, it's about it's a kind of dangerous thing.
Oh, jeez. Well, be careful, man. Gosh.
No, it's not. The only thing I think it's most dangerous for me is love.
Oh. Well, be careful
Hello?
too. Well, be careful too, then.
Yes, I might get burned, right?
Yeah.
So how?
Marissa is so maganda.
I was thinking that, oh, you're going to have
Oh,
a
oh,
movie with
oh.
me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Oh, I was gonna tell you that secret.
Secret? What?
What?
There's a secret?
Yeah,
What?
before I was gonna tell you. Oh, the secret was that when I first saw your pictures, remember? And you know, those really cute pictures.
Pictures.
Yeah.
Pictures.
Oh, the really cute ones you sent me a long time ago.
My pictures?
Yeah.
Oh,
remember?
I did send you some pictures.
Oh yeah, from Tagged and other stuff.
Ah, those were like years ago, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say that when I first saw them, I felt like time stopped and stuff.
Thank you. Thank you for appreciating me. Writing, I've changed a lot. I mean,
yeah. When I see Marissa's face in those beautiful pictures, I feel like the time stops.
I don't know, but sometimes I wake up and I face the mirror and I would tell myself how ugly I am. Oh, it's just oh. I don't know. I look bad. And anyways.
No, you look very cute and sweet and very feminine and.
Thank you, just for you.
And very maganda.
Of course, you're my very sweet friend. So you would give me good compliments.
Yeah.
Because you're very sweet and you're very nice.
And Marissa is so maganda.
Why is it like that? Sometimes your voice is like it's fading.
Oh, I don't know why it's echoing.
Yeah, I think it's Skype, you know.
Oh, where are you now?
Where do you think I am?
I don't know, in Philippines or?
No, I'm in Philippines.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go there too.
Yeah, when are you coming here? I mean, you're going to Taiwan tomorrow?
Yeah, it's gonna be a long flight. I've been packing the whole week and gosh, I.
So, are you staying there for a long time?
I don't know. I think I'll use it as a base or something. As like a foundation or base.
Good. Are you meeting a girl? Are you meeting someone? Date someone?
Well, I don't know about date, but there's a few girls I know there that I'll probably meet, but I don't know. I mean, I only know some of them well, but not the others.
I guess you have many girlfriends. I mean, friends, girls, because you're friendly and you're very smart. So,
yeah, maybe, but I don't have any here in America, though. I mean. You know what's funny in America, you know, people aren't just arrogant, but they're really fake. But and the women are like men, you know. And when women start acting like men, we don't know how to treat them, you know, because when a woman acts like a man and becomes masculine, you can't treat her like a woman and you can't treat her like a man because she's not down to earth. So it's like you don't know what to do with her. It's really weird. And so the people in the free thinkers, like the alternative conspiracy movement, they say that that America must be trying to make men more feminine and women more masculine. Yeah, because they want men and women to be the same, so that there's no difference. You know what androgynous means? Androgynous means like there's no difference between male and female. It's the same. There's no gender. It's like that's what they want.
What's that? How do you say that?
Androgynous. Yeah. It's not a word very used very often, but.
Actually, it's first time I heard that word.
Yeah, I just learned about that word recently too, because it's not really a common word. Oh.
So it's like that.
Yeah. Wow. So are you dangerously falling in love or someone?
No. It's not me actually. I don't know, it just happened like this, but I didn't expect, I wasn't, and I did not fall in love or anything. I will tell you, a story, but I don't know, I'm very confused.
Oh, is it a simple story or a complicated story?
I fell in love with this person, and I didn't fall in love with this guy or anything. It's for me, it's just like a friend, like, you know, it was I met this guy with his wife, okay. That was before, back in Korea, I don't know, maybe 3 months ago. No, it was like this. I have met them before that, last year, okay, because I was attending to their church, and they invited me to their church because they were having a church party and for multicultural, and then I attended that because they fetch me all the time. They pick me up. Okay, so just to attend the church gatherings every Sunday, they would pick me up, they would bring me back home, blah blah, okay, something like that. Because I was living at the friend's house, 2 years ago I got my divorce. No, 2 years ago, yeah, something like that, right? I finished my divorce.
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah, I finished it. So when I came back to Korea, I started living with a friend, a Korean friend. And then I met them, this couple, through the friend I'm living with. And I don't know what happened, that one time they invited me to sleep over their apartment. And they introduced me to their son and daughter, like that, and with their other new friends and old friends in the church, blah blah. We got along and blah blah, like that. And there was this holiday in Korea back when I was still there, okay, and then they always bring me with them, if they have family reunion or gatherings, they would bring me, and they share things with me, like that, and they were so kind to me, and they treated me like family, okay, and the husband.
Is this a Filipino or a foreigner?
No, they're both Koreans. Oh. They're all Koreans. Yeah. And this guy, Mr. X, okay, let's just call him Mr. X. Mr. X is super, I don't know, he's super caring and extra generous to me, maybe. Like that. But I thought he's just like that. He's just very nice and very friendly and just very generous, and his wife is also like that. So I didn't see any bad feeling, or I didn't put any, you know, something like whatever emotional or something feelings for that. I just think, oh, these couple are just really so nice, and even his wife is really very nice and very kind to me, and we talk a lot of things. I was teaching them English like that because they, and so I got back to PI like maybe around 3 weeks already, this time around 3 weeks. And this Mr. X is still continue communicating with me, like chats, blah, 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 or like that. And sometimes he would even call me, even it's overseas, a long distance call. And I would tell him that we could just meet up on Skype because it's free, right? Using the internet, Wi-Fi. But he would refuse. He would just like, no, you just give me your number and then I will call you. So, okay. So for me, it's like, oh, this guy maybe is just, you know, he wants to have a conversation and blah, blah, and he wants to know about me, my life in Philippines, my life here, blah, blah. And because we were friends back in Korea and blah, blah, and like that. Okay, and then he told me that one time, he told me like this, next month, he told me that he's coming here to Philippines. He's coming to Manila and he will do some kind of business thing. And I asked him, oh, that's good for you. And he would tell me that he's going to stay there for 10 days, just him. And another days, like 6 days, he wanted to meet me up like that. And I was confused why, okay, we could meet up for like a day and we could talk, blah, blah, anything. But he would tell me that maybe we could spend time together, blah, blah. And it is kind of red flag, but I don't know.
Oh, you know that term?
Yeah, and then one time I received another call, okay, that was Friday night. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Oh, are you following? Is it okay? Are you not busy?
Yeah, I'm following.
Do you understand my story? I'm not a good story.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to explain well. Oh. Okay. I hope you can understand and you get my point, okay?
But why do you feel depressed about it?
Hello?
Yeah, why do you feel depressed about it?
Like this, okay. So after that, Friday night, someone called me. It was his daughter. She was crying and she told me, please stop communicating with my father. I'm begging you, just please. Okay,
why?
Like that, please. Why? Yeah. And then I was asking her, what is this about? And you know, she called me that because Korea is 1 hour ahead of Philippines, and that was so late, around 2 a.m. in Philippines. So that must be like 3 a.m. in Korea. And this was so urgent that, anyway, usually I don't, I sleep very late, and sometimes I couldn't sleep, so I stayed up so late. And she called me and she just told me that, please just stop communicating with my father and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And what's wrong like that? And she told me that her parents got into a big fight, argument. And I was so shocked, like, what? What is this has to do with me? And she told me that you are the reason, and now my mother wants to file a divorce. What? It's... Wait, I'm confused. I told her, I'm very confused because I have been out of Korea for like 3 weeks already. And after that, I still communicate with her father, this Mr. X. But, you know, it's not every day we communicate. No, it's just sometimes he would call me or sometimes he would chat with me on Kakao like that. And sometimes I don't reply and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know what happened. This is crazy. You know, and her, the daughter is 19 years old.
Oh,
and
wow.
Mr. X is a 45-year-old guy and the wife is 43-year-old. And I was, what is this?
Yeah, you have a lot of contact with Koreans, huh?
Yes, I do. And even though I did not get along with Korean culture and all and blah blah, I had friends, and I guess I've met a lot of people there, and they helped me a lot, like that. When I got back to Philippines, actually, I did not even want to go back to Korea before, but there was this friend, the friend that I stayed with at her house, and she told me that, what about you try teaching Koreans again, blah, blah, and I'm so fed up with Koreans, but, you know, I don't know why I keep on coming back to Korea, for employment, for a job, right? But okay, let's try it. I want to try this, and because
maybe
I want to see some friends.
Maybe you can start dating Taiwanese now.
Oh no, and you know, she's like very emotional. That girl, the Mr. X daughter, she was like, please, and you know, I don't know, but she told me like, if you still communicate with my father, my family will be totally broken, and please just stop. And in the first place, I don't communicate with her father. It always her father who tries to communicate with me, and I don't know, for me it's like they're just so friendly, and I didn't have any idea that, you know, it will get so serious like that.
Hey, you still want to do an interview or?
Interview?
Yeah.
So,
maybe you should start dating Taiwanese now.
But I think you have to train it first, right?
Oh, for the interview?
Yeah, because I'm not good.
No, it's not formal. You can just talk about anything. Or you can ask me questions. Maybe you can be the interviewer and ask me.
So when are we going to have my interview?
I don't know. I could start the recorder now and then record
now?
Maybe 30 minutes or something.
Okay. I have to.
No, it doesn't have to be formal. You can just ask me any question you want.
That's great. Yeah.
Or maybe you could be the interviewer. Like you ask me questions about America or Taiwan or I don't know. Because if I don't know what to ask you, I would just say, Marissa is so maganda, and you would say, oh, you bola bola.
You always say that because you're just so nice, I know.
Hey, if all Taiwanese were like me, would you like to date Taiwanese? Or?
Good compliments.
If all Taiwanese were like me, would you like to date Taiwanese?
How do you say maganda in Taiwanese? Or what is that language in Taiwan?
Oh, in Chinese is the official language. It would be piaoliang.
So how do you say?
And then in Chinese, in Taiwanese, it would be sui. Like that.
Sui.
Yeah, like li jin sui. Like, in Mandarin, it would be piaoliang, li hen piaoliang.
You're really a Taiwanese. You know what I like about you is you never criticize me. Really, not even once. And when I talk to you, you always listen. I'm so comfortable with you.
Yeah, because I'm really down to earth. You know, but people that are down to earth like me are going to be miserable in America because American culture is not down to earth, you know. I mean, 30 years ago it was more, but not today. Totally not. It's kind of like when you see Obama, you know. You can tell because all the U.S. American presidents nowadays are not down to earth anymore. They used to be all down to earth. No, Obama's not down to earth at all because when he talks, it's not honest. It's just fake. But what I mean is, like, because people are not down to earth, they choose a president that's not down to earth. So when people are more down to earth, they choose a president that's down to earth. You know, and you know what I mean? It's like when people become fake in America, the president has to be fake because he has to speak to the people. So that's why Obama is fake and Bush is especially fake. He looks kind of stupid, and Clinton you know, Clinton's nice, but he's a smooth talker, kind of like a bullshitter. So he is kind of fake too, because he just tells people what they want to hear. He's not as honest.
I think in the interview, I will ask you about the types of men in America, right? Because I don't know what kind of men are, because mostly we talk about the women.
Oh, America, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, so, you know, I don't have a reason to criticize you. There's no reason to. Why would I?
So I was thinking, if American men, most of them are as nice as you.
A few are. But the nice ones don't know anything. They don't know very much about anything. I mean, because they're just, you know, kind of simple. They only know what's on TV. They don't know about other countries.
So philosophical like you, and you're very
not philosophical. Very few are like philosophical like me. Very, but I mean, no, that's hard to find.
You know a lot, and it's very nice to talk with you, because you are you can give a lot of information. Like if I ask you about example, just a certain, just one thing, and then you explain it to me, variety a lot and like that. It's what I like about you. You're intellectual.
Yeah. Maybe we just have good chemistry or something.
Yeah. Like natural. Because I like you. You are nice.
Yeah, I know. You see, I'm glad you appreciate me, because like in America, nobody would appreciate me like this, you know. You know, you have to be like
that's what I don't understand. Okay. It's, you're very friendly and nice, so.
Yeah. I know, but the women here don't like those qualities. They like guys that look like bad boys or criminals, you know. And
what? Like that?
Yeah, and act fake. Well, because the women here are fake, so they like guys that act fake. They don't like guys that are genuine or down to earth. You see, people like the same type of people they are. So, you know, if the women are fake and arrogant, they like men that are fake and arrogant. They don't like men like me, you know. It doesn't
matter. So the women there are very superficial.
Oh, yeah, and it's gotten worse. They have been since 1990, and it's gotten worse every year. And now it's very extreme. I mean, it's like a different world. It's like a different species. I mean, even 100 years ago, America was like a different species than now. There's no honor or pride, and no values, no principles.
No wonder, though, you know, the Filipino girls who grew up in the States there, when they got adopted PI, they're very brat, brood, and whatever.
Yeah, and not only that, they're spoiled, and you can't flirt with them. I mean, they're...
Yes!
But you know, the Filipino girls that grew up in America, at least they're nicer than the American girls, the white girls. The white girls are much worse, yeah. They're just really, really fake. And very, like, not social, not friendly. And even if you were a white girl and you went to America, they wouldn't be friendly with you either, I mean. They just don't like to be bothered, you know. They'd rather walk their dog than meet a guy and stuff. So you're not supposed to talk to them. I mean, it's kind of weird. Hello? Oops, guess we lost her.